Chapter 24, Moongate. In the middle of the celebration at my house, I received a phone call from Pete Guetta, my reporter friend who wrote the first article about the lemonade stand that started the whole ball rolling. "Congratulations," Pete said. "That was quite a show you put on last night." "Thanks, Pete. Listen, I can't talk now. There are a lot of people over here. Let me ask you one quick question, Judson." "Go ahead, Pete." "Did you break into some kid's locker and steal his term paper when you were in fourth grade?" I remembered the incident. It was that jerk, Arthur Krantz. He had put a sign that said, "Kick me," on my backpack, so I stole his term paper and threw it down the sewer. It wasn't any big deal. "Yeah, Pete, I did that." "Why?" "Just checking," Guetta said. "Enjoy your party." I forgot all about it until the next morning when Lane called early and shouted, "Did you see today's paper?" I ran outside. The reporters swarmed all over me, sticking microphones in my face. "Is it true? Will you drop out of the race?" I dashed inside with the paper and read the story that was splashed across the front page. "Moongate, Young Candidate Rocked by Scandal," by Pete Guetta. Judson Moon burglarized another student's locker and deliberately destroyed important papers, according to an informed source. With just 3 days remaining until Election Day, the young candidate is faced with a personal scandal that may derail his presidential hopes. The incident took place 2 years ago. After an argument with the other student, Moon used a metal ruler to pry open the locker. Several papers were removed and never recovered. It is unclear at this time what information was on those papers. Principal Harold Berlin is cooperating with the FBI on the investigation. "If Judson Moon did this," he says, "I would have to reconsider whether I want him to be the leader of our country." Other problems are beginning to surface for the young candidate, who up until now has seemed like the perfect all-American boy. It has been learned that aspiring First Lady Chelsea Daniels did not even know Moon's name until he decided to run for president. "He thought he'd have a better chance of winning if he was with a cute babe," one student revealed. Also, it has been revealed that Moon changed the name of his parakeet to make it more acceptable to the American public. Cuddle's real name is apparently Snot. So Booger Boy Krantz went and gabbed to the press. "That jerk! He would do anything to bring me down." "Is it true?" demanded Lane when I got back on the phone. "Sure it's true," I replied. "So what? It's going to cost us the election, that's what. I worked so hard to make the public think you're an innocent kid who doesn't have a bad bone in his body, and now this. What was on those papers you stole?" "It was Arthur Krantz's stupid term paper. I threw it down the sewer." "What was the term paper about?" "The Constitution and the Bill of Rights." "You threw the Constitution down a sewer?" "It was just a goof. That's the problem, Moon. Everything is a goof with you." Lane slammed down on the phone. The press jumped all over the Moongate scandal. I tuned into a couple of talk radio shows, and it seemed like all the people who had been saying how wonderful I was now wanted to ride me out of town on a rail. I pretended to be upset about what happened, but on the inside, I was secretly happy. Thanks to Booger Boy Krantz, I found a way to lose the election. Still, it bothered me that Pete Guetta wrote the story. I didn't care about being president, but I wasn't happy that everybody knew about Snot and Chelsea. It made me look like a phony. I picked up the phone and dialed Guetta's number. "Pete," I said, "I thought you were my friend." "Remember what I told you at the beginning, Moon? Nobody is your friend. Everybody wants a piece of you, and that includes me. I'm a reporter. My job is not to help you become president. My job is to find great stories people want to read so they'll buy my paper." "Breaking into a kid's locker is a great story?" I asked. "Changing my parakeet's name is a great story?" "If you're the presidential frontrunner, those are terrific stories," Pete exclaimed. "Like I said, Moon, America chews up celebrities and spits them out, and America is about to clear its throat with you." Lane was furious at me, but he wasn't ready to give up the fight. There were still 2 days until the election. He decided our only chance to save the campaign was for me to go on national TV and talk directly to the American people. I didn't want to do it. "Look," I pleaded with Lane, "let's just forget about it. I never really wanted to be president anyway. It was just a goof." "I know, Moon. Everything is a goof with you. But when we got started on this thing, we agreed on one thing. I'm in charge of the campaign. After Election Day, you're in charge. But up until then, I call the shots. I tell you what to do, what to wear, what to say, and when to say it. Remember? I didn't work my tail off for the last year to see you quit 2 days before the election. You owe me, Moon." I may have lied and faked my way through the campaign, but I am a boy of my word. I agreed to go on national TV and read a statement. "You've got to read it word for word," Lane warned me. "No improvising, no jokes, no goofing around. Word for word." I agreed.